Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The politicians and bureaucrats in Lansing are getting closer to telling the public the truth about the magnitude of unfunded government liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care. The state recently released its September 30, 2018 financial report for the Michigan Public School Employees Retirement Systems. One positive trend is that the assumed rate of return on invested assets to meet pension and health care liabilities was reduced to more realistic levels, though still too high and also much higher than the assumed investment returns for private sector plans. It seems almost universal that governments use these unrealistically high assumed rates of return on invested assets in order to understate unfunded liabilities. At least the newest report is less deceptive than past statements. Unfortunately, if you look at the financial statements, you still would not have any idea of just how massive are these unfunded liabilities. This critical information is buried in the footnotes. For pensions, you have to go to page 35 of the report to find out that, because of using the less deceptive assumed rate of investment returns, the net present value of this unfunded liability increased by $4.2 billion from the prior year, a figure you won't find anywhere in the state of Michigan's allegedly balanced budget, to now stand at $30.7 billion. Even worse, the report admits that the total liability is barely 62% funded. Financial analysts generally consider that any pension or retiree health care program less than 70% funded will be unable to pay all promised benefits. You have to go to page 38 of the report to find that the unfunded liability for retiree health care is now up to more than $8 billion and that this total liability is barely 43% funded. Years ago, former Governor Snyder told me that the net present value of the state of Michigan's debt and unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care totaled $60 billion. They have now grown close to $70 billion. Governor Whitmer, what are you doing to resolve this growing financial crisis? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.